listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a man who took it one step too far. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 18, starting in the middle of verse 32. I'm going to read verse 33, and then I'm going to read verse 35. Ready for this? The man who took it one step too far. We read this. He said, "But do not listen to Hezekiah, lest he persuade you, saying, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Has any of the gods of the nations at all delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria?" Now verse 35. "Who among the gods of all the lands have delivered their countries from my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" Now the enemy of God's people who spoke those words was the general of the Assyrian army. That army had recently conquered the kingdom of the 10 northern tribes of Israel, as well as several other surrounding kingdoms. That army had taken every other significant city in the kingdom of Judah. Only Jerusalem remained unconquered at that point. Jerusalem had not fallen yet, but it was surrounded by this mighty army, and it didn't look like it would last long. The Assyrian general, called the Rabshakeh, he shouted to the people of Jerusalem these words that I just read to you. He wanted to glorify the Assyrian king, his master. But he also wanted the people of God to doubt their king. So he said in verse 32, "Do not listen to Hezekiah." He hoped that the common people of Jerusalem would overthrow their king, who still resisted the Assyrians. This pagan general wanted to do everything he could to get the people of God to lose their faith in the Lord and to fill them with fear. The Rabshakeh wanted to make the people of God so afraid that surrender would seem like a better option. He said that if they would only surrender, the Assyrian king would treat them well. All of that the Rabshakeh said up to that point, to be honest, was pretty persuasive. It would seem that the leaders and the people of Jerusalem were about ready to give up and surrender to him. But that Assyrian general, he wouldn't stop. He went on to speak directly against the God of Israel. So this is what he said. "Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria?" You see, the Rabshakeh's speech was intended to destroy their trust in God. His message was simple, and I would say it was brilliant in its satanic logic. The other gods of the nations haven't been able to protect them against us. Your God is just like one of them, and he can't protect you either. Now, for anyone who had the spiritual understanding to see it, the people of Jerusalem could have started planning their victory party right then. You see, it was one thing to speak against Judah, against its people, and against its leaders, even the king. But it was another thing altogether to mock the Lord God of Israel and to count the Lord as being just like the other pagan gods of the nations. Now, typical of the work of the enemy of our souls, the Rabshakeh was going well until he simply overstepped his bounds. There was no way God would excuse this one. He had offended the Lord God in a way that he would soon regret. Friends, when God's honor is on the line, victory is assured. So trust in the Lord and rest in that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.